Man, we've got some pile spaghetti going to be cooked today. These young girls are going to use their grandma's recipe, and everybody's invited up to church tonight, amen, to celebrate the birthdays for this month. But I want to go to the Word of the Lord, Romans the 8th chapter. Our youth class will be staying in today. Brother Pirtle's preaching, taking care of Brother Martinez's service this morning. We want the Lord to minister today in this place. Going to Romans the 8th chapter, verse 1. Amen. Romans 8, verse 1 today. And we'll drop down at 12 and to 14 as well of that same chapter. Amen. It feels good to feel God. Amen. Yesterday, I had service number 11 throughout the week. I've been at 11 services in 1 week. Amen. We had jail services, 5 jail services, 6 on we came here at number 6 on Thursday night. And I am telling you, I just can't get enough of Jesus. Amen. But it feels good to start a new week by having 2 more services. Amen. Praise God. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Somebody say, we owe. Not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Pray with me now. Lord God, I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost today. Thank you for your Spirit, your power, your mercy. Thank you for what you're going to do today in this place. We love and trust you. We believe you today for your grace and your help in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Romans 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Have you ever had that cloud of condemnation on you? We talked about a conscience the other day, but let me just go ahead and talk to you about condemnation. Condemnation, amen, is that cloud that comes on you of guilt. Amen. Whenever, any time you're trying to get the right direction in your life, the enemy wants to check you with condemnation. I know that I'm going the right direction when I feel condemnation. But I know that God is God when I feel conviction. Conviction is totally different than condemnation. Condemnation begins to wind me up, bind me up, and make me feel like I can't worship God, or I don't need to worship God, or how dare can you worship God, or what are you doing in church the way you've been living all week, or what you haven't been doing. That's condemnation. But are you thankful that the Bible says here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus? Then it clarifies it here, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost, aren't you? Amen. We're going to switch mics real quick, but that's okay. Amen. No cloud of guilt follows those that follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm thankful for the enemy can only point his finger, but his finger pointing has no evidence when you follow the Spirit. Amen. The enemy likes to charge. The enemy likes to mock. The enemy likes to accuse. But I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will always have evidence with it. There's sometimes you may not feel a drop of God, but as long as you're following God's plan and God's hand, everything's going to be okay. This book is still right today. Hear me. Amen. There are people that are drifting away from the principles of godliness and righteousness. Holiness is a word they don't want you to name anymore, but the Word of God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. I'm thankful for the holiness of God. Amen. You can't come to God, amen, without His righteousness, His Spirit in your life. He's the only one that can make you holy. Going to church don't make you holy. Amen. It don't make you holy. And they love it every Thursday in the jail. They want me to say it because they love it. They like to watch the shock value of the newcomers in jail when I say, going to church don't make you a Christian, like going to McDonald's don't make you a Happy Meal. They love it. And one guy said, man, you didn't say that today. And so when I said it, everybody, you know, they like to watch the reaction. I want to tell us today, amen, we can't get holy on our own. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes the glory of God. You can't put on holiness. Holiness is not what you put on, it's what you put out. Amen. You got to put it out. Amen. But the Bible says, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Amen. That means more than just what you say. It means in what you do. Amen. Your conduct as well. And the Bible begins to say in Romans 8, chapter verse 12, therefore, brothers, we are debtors. We are obligated not to the flesh and the human nature or the worldliness or our worldliness or sin's capacity, but we owe to live for God by His Spirit. Amen. Today I want to talk about how beautiful it is when the Holy Ghost begins to lead us and guide us. We're going to title this today, Wholesome Navigation. Wholesome Navigation. It's God's will for each of His children that they be directed by the Spirit. I love when the Holy Ghost directs, don't you? I love when God wakes me up in the middle of the night or early in the morning and I feel direction from God. I love it when I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden I feel direction of God. Amen. I feel the help and the hand of the Almighty God. There's something about the direction of the Almighty God when God begins to navigate and begin to draw you and you feel something in your life. Have you ever had to make a decision in life and you put it before the Lord in prayer and God miraculously begin to direct you and God begin to help you and open up your understanding and let you know this was the way to go? I am so thankful today that my God still navigates life. Amen. God still gets a hold of people. I love it. It was in Central Heights when this church family was there in our old building. That one Sunday morning at about 11:30, amen, all of a sudden the back doors of the church opened up and it was altar time. I just got through preaching and people were coming to the altars. In the back door of the building, a lady and two men walked in and they came immediately to the altar. The lady knelt down and no sooner than she knelt down, I met her at the altar. And when I reached to her and I laid my hand on her head, she fell backwards. The power of the Lord hit her. Her husband was shaking and tears rolling down his face. Her son, a grown son, was with her. All three of them were caught up by the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, little did I know, we had been telling the church that there was a fortune teller that had moved on North Street and opened up a shop. Guess who it was that morning that while she was reading a palm, something navigated her to come to the church in Central Heights. She walked in just about the right time, and the Holy God of heaven met her there at that altar. I want you to know that from that day forth, she could no longer read a palm because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God was a navigator that got her attention. God began to direct. I'm thankful that God can wake somebody up. And God can direct somebody to the truth. That lets you know that a praying people is an effective people. Don't quit praying and talking to God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Are you thankful that folks, amen, you had somebody praying for you? Amen. Are you thankful there are people that still know how to pray and talk to the Almighty God? Amen. But I'm thankful that the Almighty God is not up in heaven with his arms crossed and, whoa, I have nothing to do. But there are some people that are saying, God, come right here. Lord, right here. Lord, would you touch that soul? Would you touch that mind? Would you direct that heart? Last Sunday morning, or last Sunday about noon, 2 o'clock, amen, there was an uncle of these three girls, amen, that went to the church in Louisiana, at Mooringsport, Louisiana. The Lord had been directing him. He was trying his best to combat these girls and tell them what they had received. Was it real? It wasn't right. He was even using the scriptures. And I want to tell you, the devil uses scriptures too. The Bible says the devil believes in God. The devil believes in one God and he trembles. And the devil even tried to use the scripture against Jesus. Didn't he do it? Amen. We heard that yesterday. Amen. Brother Pace preached it yesterday, how the devil came when he tempted Jesus and he said, it is written. You know, he began to use the scripture, but he always uses it for his advantage with a twist on it. But oh, the Lord God used the scripture back and said, but it is already written and settled. Amen. I'm thankful the word of God. Amen. But hear me today. Amen. The man began to come against these girls. And one of them said, you need to go to an apostolic church. He found the church there. And last Wednesday he went. And from the end of the service to 11 o'clock, amen, he debated and talked with the pastor. And the pastor began to lead him in the truth. But the whole time, you see, the Lord was pulling, girls. Amen. The Lord was working on him. Even though he seemed to be combative and he seemed to be debating, God was working on him. He had to go back home, put his head on the pillow. And the Holy Ghost was working on him. Was Sunday morning, or Sunday at 2 o'clock, he went to be baptized in Jesus' name. But when he come up out of the water, God filled him with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, our God is a God that navigates, a God that speaks today, a God who is able to touch a life and talk to somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There was a mean man that worked in the oil field. And I can remember that when I was in Christian school, that our principal had worked with this man, and this man was very mean. And every time, I mean, this man would cuss and get in this man's face, and he said, I was just a young man filled with the Holy Ghost. And he said, this man, he obviously knew that I had some kind of relationship with God. He would come in the bunk room, and he said, I'd have the light on. I'd be the only one in there when it was my time off. Everybody else would be in the break room watching TV and all that. And he said, I was in the bunk room and I would read my Bible. And he said, he would walk in and see that. And he would sneer. He said, what do you think you're doing? And he'd flip the light off and say, you can't read in the dark now. And he said, you know how it is in a room you're not familiar. He said, I had to go turn the light back on. This guy was my boss. And he said, it just kept on aggravating. And so when after his 7 days of offshore, he said, I went back and he said, I told my pastor, he said, I'm getting so aggravated. His pastor said, let's just pray. God has a way of getting a hold of hearts. And they started praying. He spent 7 days back at home. And when he flew back to that offshore rig, he said, that big old man that first day seen him and started mocking him, laughing at him. But he said, that night when they went to bed, he said, something happened in that big old man's dreams. He had a nightmare, and it scared him. And he got up, and he found this young man. He came to his bunk and woke him up. He said, Bert, I need you to wake up. He said, I need you to pray with me. The big man is trembling and crying. And he said, sir, what do you mean? He said, I just had a devastating bad nightmare. And he said, it was all kind of wicked things that come against me. And he said, in that dream, I seen you there. You had your Bible in your hand, and you were standing between me and the wicked things. And he said, all of a sudden, I woke up, and I knew I had to get you. I had to go wake you up and get you on my side and help, get some help from you. Well, this young man said, I had just started feeling the call of preach in my life. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what to do other than just to pray with him. He said, I grabbed my Bible and I stood right there and I lifted my hands and I began to pray. And he said, before you know it, he said, I laid my Bible on that man's big head. And he said, when I did, he said, something started happening. And he said, began to shake all over. Amen. And he said, tears were running down his face. And he said, before I could say and instruct him, he said, the man received the Holy Ghost on that oil rig, in that bunk room. I'm telling you, God knows how to navigate. He knows how to get a heart. Hey, God's not dead. He's still alive today. Woo, hallelujah. We're thankful of the power of the Holy Ghost. It is God's will for his children to be in tune. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Learning to stay in the the vein of the Holy Ghost and learning to keep an attitude of constant dependence on the Spirit of God. I don't know about you, but Ren, I need God. I am a miserable wreck without the Spirit of God in my life. I need the Word of God. I need the things of God. You may be cool and collective, but friend, I fall apart when I don't have the Spirit of God in operation in my life. I start getting aggravated. I start letting things bug me. I let things begin to irritate me. Amen. I'm the person, I thank God for the guidance of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Amen. It's wonderful to have the counsel of God in your life. The counsel of God is something beautiful when you begin to learn to follow the Spirit. How wonderful it is to have the counsel. The counsel of God is more than direction. The counsel of God is God's hand on you, leading you in that direction. Amen. There's a lot of people may give you directions how to get from here to there, but I'm glad that my God will walk with me all the way to there. Amen. God will walk with you through your problem. God will walk with you through your life. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't have a God who's standing at the finish line and say, come. But I got a God who walks with me through the race of life or runs with me every step of the way. Amen. To help me when I fall, he will pick me up. When I need help, he's there to help me. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the guidance. I thank God for the power that he has for me. Hallelujah. When I follow him. Amen. When I'm led of him, there's something about the counsel. But the Bible begins to speak also that those that follow the flesh, the whims of the flesh versus the direction of God, the impulses, the urges in the notions of the flesh, sometimes you feel them. You feel them and you think, man, why is that pulling on me? Because when the flesh, the wickedness of the flesh and sin begins to work on you, it is adverse to God, and it begins to pull you from the different ways of God. Pretty soon, you start feeling that, and that thing starts going in your mind over and over. Have you ever had a thought that you didn't think about? It just popped in your brain. It was a wrong thought. And it came like an infomercial across your screen of your brain. And you try to think, man, where did that come from? And it was such a sticky, icky thought that all of a sudden you go, that's not my nature. That thought said, get up and slap her in the face. I don't want to slap. That's a waitress. That's a nice lady. She's smiling. All of a sudden that wicked thought comes across your mind. That's not your nature. But the more you sit there, the more that thought comes back. And you're wondering where it comes from. I'm going to tell you, the enemy knows how to bring temptations to you. Amen. He begin to mess with your mind. That's where I bring every thought into the captivity of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come and I bring every thought, everything that is anti-God to God, and God knows how to help me through it. I'm glad that God gives me power to overcome what I can't overcome on my own. Amen. God's way is gentle when you follow it. Man, when you counter it, it's not gentle. You ever seen somebody fight against God? How many of you have ever countered God before? How many of you ever resisted the Lord? How many of you have testimonies where you had to do it your way and you were stubborn and foolish and how hard it was? The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. And it's hard to swallow disobedience. It's hard to swallow. Amen. When you just got something in your mind, you just don't want to do what God's telling you to do. Amen. But I'm thankful that the gentle shepherd that I serve will guide me, help me, lead me, direct my life. How wonderful to have a wholesome source of navigation. Now, it's a wonderful feeling when God turns the light on and illuminates your pathway. Have you ever been in a place where the Lord opened your understanding that you were able to see, I don't want to go that direction. I don't need to go there. There's been times the Lord has spoke to me and very clearly that I was not to go or do or whatever. There was a time I thought, well, I made plans to do a certain thing and made arrangements But in the midst of the time, the Holy Ghost, very plainly, I felt a negative shield come against my mind. And all of a sudden, I felt something's wrong. There's something not right about this. Red flags begin. Are you thankful for red flags? Are you thankful that God says, whoa, whoa, whoa? Amen. And I'm thankful for the compliments of God. When God begins to, it's a wonderful feeling when God turns the light on and you realize what you just missed. When you realize all the things, the needless pain you didn't have to bear. Amen. The foolishness you didn't have to contend with because of the Lord God Almighty. I'm thankful for the navigation of the Holy Ghost. The Word of God comes alive when you're seeking for direction. There's been times I was reading my Bible in need of something, and I begin to say, God, I need you to show me. I need direction. And oh, in that Bible reading moment, amen, I remember getting up one morning and sitting at the kitchen table, and I had my cup of coffee right there, and I go to open my Bible, and I begin to start my reading program that morning. And when I did, the very first scripture answered what I had been asking God for. It gave me clear, certain direction. I love it when God speaks to us. I love it when God directs us. I'm telling you, that's the God I serve. My God's not dead. My God's not blind. My God's not deaf. My God's not dumb. Amen. But my God's alive and well. My God communicates with me. Hallelujah. Are you thankful for that mighty God that we have? The guidance of the Holy Ghost. The scripture says in John the 16th chapter, when the Spirit comes, He will lead and guide you into all truth. Amen. Truth you grow in. Truth you begin to grow your life in. And truth is not one little thing that you get a mouthful and you say, well, I got the truth now. No, you grow in the knowledge and the understanding of the truth. It begins to grow inside of you. I'm thankful for the power of the Word of God, because the Word of God will grow you up. The Word of God will help you up. And the Word of God will bless your life in every direction. Amen. The gentleness of the God of heaven. He's our teacher and He's our God. But I want to just talk to you about some mindsets that misleads. The unwholesome mindsets are mindsets that begin to hinder you. John the 12th chapter, Jesus was in the word of the Lord in the book of John. Jesus was around the chief rulers and the Pharisees. And Jesus had done a lot of miracles amongst them. And John 12 in verse 42 and 43, the Bible says, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him. A lot of people believed on Jesus Christ, but they would not confess him lest they should be put out of the synagogue, kicked out of their society group. Next verse. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They loved the approval of their peers more than the praise of God. Let's talk about the day, that exact thing. When push come to shove, they cared more for human approval than for the glory of God. There are people who love the audience. There are people that love the approval of everybody. They navigate their whole life around what people think about them and what they think that people think about them. They live a life trying to impress people. There's a continued compulsive desire to seek the consent and acceptance of others around them and to stay good with them. Friend, if it comes between the consent and the approval of your friends and peers or the approval of God, how do you stand? Do you want the approval of God, or do you want your peers? You want to appease the ideology. There's sometimes you're going to have to stand against family. Sometimes you're going to have to go against the tide and the current of everything else when you stand and live for God. But God will stand with you in that period of time, because God's not going to leave you stranded when you're standing. But God will step up with you, and God will be with you, whether it's the storm of life or the problems of life. Amen. I'm thankful that that's the God I serve. Amen. Praise God. In fact, the definition of peace, we're trying to get it over and again to this church, that peace, by the world's definition, means the absence of conflict. The absence of conflict. But God's definition of peace is this, amen, is to have that calmness and the richness of his spirit in the midst of conflict. I'm thankful that God will give you true peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. There sometimes God don't take the storm away, but God will let there be no storm in yourself. Amen. I'm thankful for the glory and the power of the Almighty God. So there's many times there are people that love the audience and the approval of everyone else, and they navigate their whole life by what they think that people think. That, you know what it simply is? A desire to feel important, a desire to be validated. And many of these people vindicate and justify their lives on how everybody else feels. And my kids from day one, when they started becoming teenagers, you know how teenagers are so wise. Now, we have teenagers here today. Teenagers, you're so wise. You have all the intelligence. You're the only one that knows it all. And when they started reaching that spot, and they would say, but Daddy, everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is doing it. And I looked at them and I said, I'm not everybody. Folks, you're not everybody. Amen. You're not everybody. You're God's child. Amen. The Spirit of God and the Word of God may be leading you this direction to separate you from the crowd of everybody's opinion. Amen. I would tell my children, I tell Isaac all the time, he said, but everybody's, I'm not everybody. And you should be just everybody, but you should be somebody for God. Amen. Are you thankful that God will make you a somebody? And when you're somebody, that separates you from being in the class of everybody. No. It's amazing how many things are vindicated and justified just because of how everybody else feels. People will justify doing foolish things just because everybody else feels it's okay. There's been some foolish things done because the crowd was doing it or the group was doing it. People have made themselves idiots complying to other people's desires and dares. For example, social media challenges. I mean, there's a lot of foolish things that people do, and all, let me just tell you what the baseline is. It's a craving to be accepted by people. So they'll do crazy, foolish, extreme things. Sometimes it's cost them jail, criminal records. It costs some of them suicide. You know there's people that will influence other people on social media, on Facebook, on TikTok. There were several that hung themselves on TikTok because they seen somebody else doing it and they were influenced and challenged. Folks, if the whole world said, let's go to hell, I want you to have the guts inside of you to say, no, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I want you to have the authority in your life to say no to the things that displeases the Almighty God. God is not looking for a bunch of wimps. God is looking for somebody that has a backbone and knee bones that know how to pray and stand up for the truth. Are you going to be a wishy-washy warrior that fights for your rights because everybody else is doing it? Are you going to swallow the pill of everybody else's demands just because they're doing it? And how crazy it was. And it is the social media. Everybody's doing these foolish things. Let me tell you what the base is. There is a craving for attention that begins to drive somebody. A foolish navigation is what we're talking about. How attention can lead to some extreme behaviors. And believe me, I see it all the time. The person who wants to be weird is generally saying, I want attention. So they start acting weird. They're saying and they're screaming, I am craving validation and approval. Basically, it's an indication of a problem called low self-esteem. They're trying to fit. That's the reason why you drive up any campus in the universities around here, you're going to see somebody dressed like, I mean, oh my. They're bizarre. And they're dressing weird because they want to stand out. They want everybody's attention. when they're walking around their one big billboard that says, look at me. We seen a girl yesterday. I went in to get my wife some lunch at a restaurant here in town, and I walked in and was going to walk out, and I opened the door for this lady, and she brought this person in, and I mean, it was like, oh my, this poor little girl, I mean, she looked so bizarre. I mean, it's almost like, huh? You know, back when I was a kid, it was in the hippie movement. I mean, they would dress so weird. I mean, all kind of things. But this little girl, she was so weird looking. And she was standing there so pitiful. And I looked at her and she looked so scared and so fearful. But yet at the same time, she was looking for somebody to validate her. Somebody to look at her that she could stand out. Folks, I want to tell you, more than standing out, I want to stand in the will of God. I want to stand in the plan of God. Amen. You want your life to fit? Get in with God. Get in the things of God. Amen. Oh, friend, God, having the approval and the check mark of the Almighty God should be the greatest desire to you. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to fit in God. So you see these people that try to look crazy and bizarre. Where's Austin? Austin, I almost got those sunglasses. I forgot them this morning. Those sunglasses you gave me? That was CJ's sunglasses. Yeah, it was CJ's, not Austin's. Thank God, Austin. It's like people, you go to the doctor's office today, and people have no problem with their eyes or vision, and these cats that wear these big old sunglasses on the inside just because they want to be cool. They're making a statement. They're saying, I want to be noticed. I want you to think I'm cool, or they want you to think they're weird. Look like they fell off a melon truck, don't they? It is a statement by their dress, their hairstyle, the bizarre habit. And CJ gave me those glasses one day, and I put them on up here and let you see them. I mean, and immediately it begins to produce an image, but also it produces a message. I'm looking for something. I need to be gratified. I need to be noticed. I need some attention in my life. That's the reason why the enemy will take people down the wrong path, because you start worshiping and start seeking for self-approval. Amen. You start seeking for something to fill that empty spot away from God. Amen. I want to tell you, the world will never satisfy your soul. The world will never fulfill your life. Amen. The world will never make you whole. But I'm thankful for the presence of the Almighty God. Oh, God has a way of filling a heart, and God knows how to satisfy the soul with good things. Hallelujah. God don't have a big pacifier for you. Pacifier sure don't do anything for hunger pain. But man, a bowl of beans and cornbread would do amazingly. And in the presence of the Almighty God, when you get the bread of life, woo, hallelujah. The word of God in operation, Brother Will, in your heart, something starts growing inside of you. Something starts fulfilling your life. You're not looking for just anything. You're not wanting a pacifier. You don't want the things of the world. Amen. But you hunger for the power of the Almighty God. It keeps coming. You keep coming back to the well of truth, because there's something about the glory of God. There's something about the living waters that God has. Hey, give me Jesus today. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I want the power of the Almighty God in operation in my soul. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Nothing fulfills like the Almighty. So these people are fishing for approval. It's crazy. They're fishing for validation. We went to a Bible quiz tournament years ago in Mesquite. And this Bible quiz tournament was for junior Bible quizzing. So all the little kids that we had, we're staying in a hotel. And the same time, they was having a bodybuilding finals next door. And all these bodybuilders were there in our hotel. And they had a spray tan booth for these bodybuilders. And they had a thing that was, they put all that oil on them to make them sleek and shiny. And after working out, these monsters, they couldn't hardly walk. They were doing this. Man, I'd like to get in a fight with one of them. They can't move. They were big, horrible looking, bulky. And man, when they did their arms like this, I mean, huge, unwholesome looking muscles just popped out. Ugly looking. You know, that don't appeal to me. But a lot, there was one guy that they were interviewing right there. And it was asking him, why do you do, and one of the people there was a reporter from a newspaper there in Fort Worth, the Fort Worth Telegram. And they were talking to this guy, taking pictures of him. And he was a little small man. And he produced a picture of who he used to be. He was a skinny little boy, a young man. And he looked all misfit. And he said, I never fit in life. And he said, I started saying, I need to have something. And he said, I started working out. And now, he said, here I am at the finals. He said, I always wanted to be somebody. I want to tell you, big muscles don't make you somebody. Amen, because there's going to be somebody else with bigger muscles than you. Hear me. Amen. All the workout in the world didn't do him a bit of good if his soul wasn't ready to meet God. I'm thankful today that I could have peace with God. Amen. When I put my head on the pillow at night, I could feel my shepherd right there. Amen. He leads me. He feeds me. He guides me. But he also hides me. The shelter of the Almighty God, there's a peace. But you'll find that there's a lot of people fish for validation and approval, thinking, oh, if I can only have, if I can only be, then everything would be all right in my life. Can I tell you, amen, it really don't work. It really don't work. Worldliness doesn't make you fulfilled. The Bible speaks that godliness with contentment is great gain. There's a lot of people that are looking for riches and think, oh, if I could be famous, if I could be a billionaire, it don't fulfill you. How do you know? Look how many billionaires are committing suicide. Look how many wealthy people today that are ending their lives because that emptiness is never filled. Amen. There are mindsets that misleads people. But I want to tell somebody, you're rich when you have the Almighty God in your life. You're a wealthy person when the power of God is leading your life. Amen. Oh, you may have times where you can't afford, amen, another cup of coffee somewhere. Amen. But oh, if you have God, little is much when God is in your life. The craving seems to be in our world in such a bizarre way. And it's crazy that there's a common, it's commonly seen, I don't do Facebook, but on social media today, people posting things. And the goal is to get the attention of their peers and the group. It's kind of like a beggar that dresses in tattered garments. And he's standing on the side of the road with a little sign and he's looking pitiful. Feed me. And you stop and he's one. You give him a $20 bill and he puts it in his pocket. He says, thank you. And at the end of the day, he takes this little sign, he folds it up, put it in his little backpack, and he shuffles around the corner, gets in his brand new 2023 truck. And he's laughing. He gets home and his wife said, how did you do today? Oh, I did so good. Honey, I made $1,800 today. I didn't have to do nothing but hold a sign. You think people like that are so pitiful? But there are people that get on social media and they're no more begging for attention, begging for somebody to gratify them. Oh, they post all kind of things about themselves and take how many selfies they take. It's all about, man, how great self is. And, you know, I watched a girl this week. Man, she's standing around. I mean, how nasty that is. Amen. Constantly wanting affection, wanting, you know, me. It's all about me. Amen. I want to say this today. I'm thankful I reached a place. It's not about me. It's about him. Amen. Are you thankful for Jesus Christ? There's nothing wrong with sharing. There's nothing wrong with caring. But folks, when it gets to the extreme, that means somebody's screaming out. Our world is screaming in need of something to fill the inside of them. There's a loneliness. There's a hurt. They're fishing for something. Then people begin to do controversial things just for attention. There's people that would exaggerate, embellish stories to gain the praise and the sympathy of somebody. You know, some may be able to, they're not able to do something, and they get on and they'll say, can't afford. And I thank God for our communities and people sharing and helping. But you know how many people today are setting up little sites for people to give them money that are stealing it from their people? And on social media, there's a person that makes big deals and it shows a picture of their children. We can't afford to pay our rent, electricity. And they're doing that to exploit people and the gain in life, selfishness, the greed and the thievery, amen, that comes along with the venue of being one that follows after the flesh, after self. Amen. It's a place where, amen, you don't want to go. But I'm thankful that when you're navigated by the Almighty God, the Spirit of God begins to lead you. Amen. I don't have to have that constant affirmation, amen, of man. I don't have to have the acclamations of man. I don't have to have the applause of man. But you know what I want more than ever? I want God to look at me and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want the hand of God. I want the authority of God. I want the beauty of God. I want the glory of God in my life. You think about our world today. They live in a pseudo world, false world, fantasy world, pretend world, mindsets where there's a craving they have inside where they got to be of a certain ilk. Think with me. What people would do to try to impress other people and make them feel like they're something. They'll spend money on cosmetics and cosmetic surgeries. They'll spend money on bizarre things to make themselves feel special. And we all deserve a little pampering. I'm not against that. But what I'm trying to say, look at the vein. Look at the vein. Our world and the current that our world is following. An endless thing, an endless pit on the inside of humanity that can never be filled by the things of the flesh. Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That void on the inside of you may be empty. Amen. It may be chaotic. Amen. But the same God who spoke this world into existence when it did not have form or void, it's a God that was speaking to your life, and he's able to create it you. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Are you thankful that God has a Genesis? God has a revelation, and God has a walk with you. Only Jesus can satisfy you. Amen. I don't have to go and pretend and think, try to act like somebody else. These people, backsliders on social media today. I get reports. I had a person just talk to me out of a broken heart about backsliders getting on Facebook and how they get together and they're coming against the things of God. And I said, why don't they go against worldliness? I'm thankful for the stand of truth. I'm thankful for the people that are living right. What's wrong with doing right? What's wrong with living right? I want to tell you that the homosexual mentality is just a minority of a mindset. But the enemy wants to make it to like everybody's doing it. I want to tell you very plainly, not everybody's doing it, and not everybody approves of it. Amen. Budweiser just found out about it. Amen. Didn't they? Amen. They just got a dose of something. I come to tell you, God made us who we are, and God will reach in your life and fill you and fulfill your life. Amen. I want it His way. I want the way of God. I want the truth of God. I want the beauty of God in operation in my life. That's what God gives. Instead of saying, I want to be admired. It's crazy. You begin to pretend in their mind, living a fantasy life. If I could just look like Barbie doll, it'd be like me saying, you know, go get me a wig. I want to look like Willie Nelson so bad. I would think, man, I look so good, you know. If I could just look like Willie Nelson. I mean, if I could just look like a Willie, people would look at me when I go to Walmart. Folks, I don't want to look like a Willie. Amen. I don't want to smell like him either. Amen. But I'm thankful today for the power of the Almighty God. Amen. I want the beauty of God to dwell in me. That when people see me or see you, they see something that is beyond you. They look at you and they see a normal person, but they see something inside of you. Amen. Oh, what is it about you? I love it when they come to you. And I get the reports all the time. Somebody came and said, there's something about your life. What is it about you? Amen. I'm glad to tell them it's not the things of the world, but it's the Almighty God. Amen. God's in work in my life. The operation, the beauty of the Almighty God. The Spirit is alive inside me. Amen. Hallelujah. A wholesome beauty. Fulfillment of the Almighty God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if you walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. First scripture we read, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You follow the Spirit of the Almighty God. Instead of seeking approval, trying to find another person's attention on you. Instead of being bizarre and trying to get that attention. Instead of doing something crazy and extreme. I want to say, God, I don't have to have the recognition of man. But I sure need your Spirit in my life. I need your glory. I need your power. Amen. And I love it when God fulfills. I love to watch the other day, and I mentioned to you Thursday night at the jail service, brother, that little girl's face has come to me. What's her name, brother? Hallie. I watched her in that service. You know, Brother Will brought her to Goodwill to get her some clothes, and he said, you need some modest clothes. He said, you need some modest clothes. She told me about that. She said, I put a dress on. She said, it was too big for me. But Will told me, Guillermo told me, I needed to dress, when I come to church, I need to dress modestly. He's a new convert, Mo. He hadn't even received the Holy Ghost yet. And she's telling me this. But in that service, the Spirit of God started moving. Holy Ghost began to minister. And I looked at Hallie, tears rolling down her face. When she seen the plan of God that day, as Brother Zach was just teaching a simple Bible study, the light turned on in her mind. Tears began to flow. And I walked over and said, Hallie, would you like me to pray for you? And she said, yes. I said, remember a while ago we taught you about lifting your hands. She picked at this hand. She looked at this one, looked at this one, lifted both her hands. And then she looked at me. And tears were rolling both the double barrels. Brother, I'm telling you, the Lord was just flowing all over her. And I laid my hand on that little girl. Amen. I begin to pray, God, you know what a miserable wreck she's in right now. She's lost children. She's supposed to lose other credentials in her life. Amen. Here she is locked up. But God, you come to meet her today. You come to fill her life with grace and peace and joy. Amen. The God of heaven will meet with the person that is at their wit's end, at their bottom of life. And oh, what peace so many times we often forfeit because we don't go to God. Why wait till there's trouble? Why wait till there's problems? Why wait till there's circumstances brewing in your life before you go to God? Why treat God like your knight in shiny armor? Everybody wants God there to come to them and come through your war zone and rescue you. They want God to do the rescue job. But both Brother Coons, remember this. Woo, I don't want God to be my knight in my shiny armor. I want God to be my king every moment of my life. I don't want God to be a 911 responder, but I want God to be there with me in the good times and the bad times. I want the Lord to be my shepherd that will lead me. I want to follow him. I want my hunger and thirst inside of me to drive to say, God, what do you want of me today? What are you going to do for me today? Instead of me just saying, oh God, where are you at today? Where you at? God, where are you? I got a problem. Instead of running to an altar and having to pray through every service, I want the glory and the power of the Almighty God to stay in my life. I want to stay under that cloud. I want to stay under the glory. I want the Holy Ghost to live in me. I want him to be my king. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we start talking about the things of God, God shows up. Young person in this room, don't follow the weird path. Don't follow the everybody's path. The Bible says straight is the way. Straight is the way. Broad is the path that leads to destruction. Y'all know that. Y'all could tell me that back real quickly. Because you hear it all the time. But today there's something about walking with Jesus. Sometimes it feels like a lonely path where you start looking around and say, I feel like I'm the only one. There's a man in the Bible that said, I feel like I'm the only one. The Lord looked at him and said, 7,000 others have not bowed their knee to Baal. Young man, young lady in this room, and even parent in this place, hear me today. Amen. God has a mighty army today of his people that hasn't compromised a bit. Amen. God is wanting you to follow him, and God wants to lead you into his spirit and to greater things in his mercy. Amen. I want you to lift your hands to the Almighty God in this place. And I want you to pray with me now that God would have his will and his way deep inside of your soul. Amen. Somebody needs that re-emphasizing of the Holy Ghost. You need that renewal of God. I want you to pray for you. Don't pray for somebody else. I want you to pray, Lord, help me to be filled and fulfilled. Help me not to seek the path of the enemy. Lord, navigate my life in wholesomeness. Lord, be the one that leads me and navigates and directs me. Hallelujah. 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 Touch of the Lord's hand right now for somebody's heart. You're battling something, but the Holy Ghost is here right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, I need some warriors right now to pray with me. Amen. I need some prayer warriors that know how to touch the Lord. Amen. I want you to pray, hallelujah, Lord, let your sweet anointing come in this room. Let your sweet mercy fill. Come on, there's somebody in desperate need this morning that needs the touch of God. Amen. Come on, son of God. You know how to pray. Amen. You know how to touch the Lord. Amen. Would you trust me? Amen. But praying with me right now, there's a need. Amen. There is a desperate soul here today that is in need. I don't know whether the spirit of suicide or the spirit of something that feels an oddity in their life. They don't fit. They feel like something's wrong. Amen. But they need the Holy Ghost. They need the work of the Holy Ghost. Would you pray with me right now? Amen. Would you lift your voice? Don't hold back.
Amen. I hit something while ago in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want you to pray with me, Lord. God, would you just reach over, God? Would you touch? Would you minister? Let your sweet anointing fill. My Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here to navigate somebody. Amen. You're going through something, but the Holy Ghost wants to get you by the hand. It may be a little grandmother here today. It may be an uncle. It may be an aunt. It may be somebody here today that just needs the beauty of the Holy Ghost. It may be a parent. It may be a young man, young lady. Amen. But whoever you are, I'm going to tell you, the hand of God is reaching to guide you. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the enemy disappoint you and discourage you and blind your heart. Amen. Let the Spirit of God navigate you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Isa Dama Hesha Kaba Salomo. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Marokoto Shamayaraya. My God, 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 my God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, I want you to put your shield up right now. Come on, saints, put your shield up. Amen. I want you to stand. Amen. Right now in the war zone. We're in a war zone. I need some prayer lifted up right now. Hallelujah. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Your shepherd feels something today. I feel something stirring in somebody's mind. Amen. They have an attack inside of their spirit. Amen. Their mindset. They need something from heaven. You battled it just the last couple of days. And the Holy Ghost is here to let you know. Amen. Let me have you. Let me lead you. Let me navigate your life. Let me influence you. Let me heal you. Let me fill your soul. He said that Ramaraya. Ile Savara Kopo Shaparaya. Hallelujah. 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 Tell you, a drug will not help you. Drugs will not help you. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to but God does. Amen. Come on, that drug is not going to help you. Amen. It's not going to help you hinder your soul. My Jesus, heal and minister right now, Lord. Can you close your eyes right now? Those of you that are praying, I want you to pray. Lift your voice. Say, let's reach to the Lord. Amen. Would you feel like the Lord with me? Hallelujah. 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 I want those who want to be on the Lord's side. I want those who love the Lord. I want those who love the well of truth. I want you to come to the front for a moment. I need an army of truth lovers right now. Amen. That love the old path, the landmark that he read about this morning in the beginning of our service. Amen. I want you to come if you love the truth. I want you to come and stand up here just for a moment or so. Amen. We're going to pray together. You love the things of God. I want you to come. Amen. I want you to lift your hands. Amen. I want you to let the Holy Ghost pour something inside of you right now. Come on, your hands are lifted. That means, God, I yield. I yield to you, oh God. I reach to you, Almighty God. I welcome to you. I welcome you, God. I welcome your spirit. I welcome your input. I welcome your glory. I welcome your authority. I welcome your dynamics, oh God. Hallelujah. Come on. Your hands ought to be lifted above your head. Amen. Lift your hands above your head and let the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of the Lord. It's not by my might. It's not by power, God, you said, but by your spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus right here today. God, meet that need. Reach in today, God. He said, Como haradiyada bohorai. Come on, step in authority right now, prayer warrior. Come on, lover of God. Step with authority. God, I want you. I desire you. I hunger for you. I thirst for you, God. As the Holy Ghost comes on you, pray in it. Amen. As the Spirit of God comes on you, the Spirit of prayer. Amen. Take authority and pray with me right now. Come on, warrior, pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for victory in the word, Lord. Victory in the way, Lord. Victory in the Lord through your spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Come on, somebody say yes to him with your spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, with my attitude. Yes, with my ways, God. Yes to your will. Yes to your plan. Yes, God. Yes. Come on, give God that yes, friend. Give God that yes today. Yes, God. I want the old way. I want the old path. I want the ancient landmarks. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, saint of God, we're right there. Come on, you're right there. You're right there. The anointing's in this place. I'm telling you, there's a holy anointing coming in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, receive that anointing. Come on, receive that anointing. In the name of Jesus, let that anointing flow. Let that anointing minister to you. Hallelujah. Let that anointing heal some things. Yes. Come on, don't let condemnation pull you where you can't pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. If the devil's bothering you about praying in the Holy Ghost, amen. Come on, bother the devil back by praying in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost, saint. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost have you. Pray in the Spirit today. Walk in the Spirit. Be led in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, the Holy God of He is here. The Holy God of heaven wants to use your life. Hallelujah. God, I pray the anointing of your spirit. The anointing of the spirit right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Put your joy, God, peace right now. He said, feel him. Hallelujah. Be filled. Hallelujah. Receive the power of the Almighty God in Jesus' name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Right here today, God. Yes to your will. Yes to your plan, God. Yes to your way, Jesus. We pray for it right now, God. Let it, Lord, let it burn today, God. Let it burn today right here, Jesus. Let it burn, Jesus. Come on, don't let those weapons prosper. Amen. Come on, pull down the stronghold. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Come on, pull down those strongholds, Son of God. Amen. Follow the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, press through. Come on, press through. Come on, press through, Son of God. Come on, hallelujah. Press through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy God, holy God. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Mighty God, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and bless the Lord with us right now? God, you're beautiful and holy. God, you're beautiful and righteous. Hallelujah. Come on, I feel like the Lord wants to be blessed this morning. Lord, I bless you. I praise you. Lord, I magnify you, Lord. You're great, God. You're holy. Hallelujah. 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 Worthy you are, God. Worthy you are, my God. Worthy you are, my God. Worthy is a lamb, worthy is a lamb, worthy is a lamb, worthy is a lamb, worthy is a lamb. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for speaking to us. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, the Lord wants to lead somebody away from condemnation's grip. God can't even use you like he really wants to, because condemnation, the enemy wants to condemn you, make you feel cheap, make you feel worthless, make you feel like a hypocrite, make you feel like, ah, you're not fit. We're not fit on our own means anyway. Only the Holy Ghost could make us fit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for that freedom today, Jesus. Liberty of your spirit. Amen. If it's appropriate for you to pray with the person near you, would you do that right now? If it's a female and you're a male, hopefully it's your wife or your daughter, your mama. Amen. Would you go, if your wife's here, pray with your wife. If not, pray with someone near you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to pray, Lord, bind us together, Lord Jesus. Bind us together, Lord. Help us together, Lord, in your spirit, Lord. I pray. Use us together, Lord, with your grace and authority. Bless us together, Lord. I pray our homes. God, use us, Lord, as instruments. Let our home have peace and authority in our home, Lord. The governings of your spirit, the governing of righteousness. God, let our home, Lord Jesus, have peace in it. Would you pray for the peace and the authority of God in your home, Lord? Let it be in my home, Jesus. Let us communicate with peace. Let us communicate right, Lord. Let people walk in and feel that holy hospitality of your presence. We worship you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you today. Give us that today, Lord, I ask. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God. I feel like God did something today in this place. But you go to a restaurant, they ask you, is it here to go? They take this to go. We don't want to leave this here. Take it to go with you. All through the day, think about it. Enjoy it. Amen. I feel victory in the Holy Ghost. Well, isn't it crazy how the enemy fools us and fools with our brain, and we miss out what God has because the enemy still uses that same old tool that he used against Adam and Eve. He looked at Eve and he said, you can't have everything. God's depriving you. You can't do it all. God surely he's depriving you. You can't eat of all these trees. And the enemy does the same stinking thing to counter God in our life. He begins to say, look what all you can't do. It's too hard to live for God. God's restricting you. He's taxing you. He's imposing on you. But no, you live for God. There's a liberty. There's an authority. There's a completion. God will navigate your life with wholesomeness. Amen. Thank God for the flow. Amen. Thank God for the flow. Amen. Tonight's service, amen, 6 o'clock prayer, 6:30. Brother James Moore will be here to talk to us about teaching Bible studies. And the church in Longview, again, when he went to the church on Alpine Street, I preached in that building before. Brother took a broken congregation and a lot of hurts there. And he started teaching Bible studies, winning people to the Lord. They were able to sell that building and buy another building. And bigger sanctuary. They filled the gym up. 4 Sundays ago, they had 14 empty spots in there. And they're fixing to buy another building that the church has abandoned. This church will seat 700-800, and he's ready to fill that one up. So we're so thankful for the power of the Lord. I mean, he's ever heard of Brother Tim Copeland? Tim Copeland. Brother Copeland, Brother Cooley started the church in Beaufort, Georgia. Brother Copeland took the church, and I think he had 14 whenever he took it. And he started teaching people. And Brother Copeland ended up buying a church that covered one city block, has an elevator in it. And Brother Jordan Copeland and them, they're going to have to build a new building pretty soon. Because it's not just getting a crowd, they're teaching people, discipling people. And I believe that's the will of God for this hour. Amen. We love you. Amen. Be ready tonight. Come and after service, we'll enjoy a good meal together, fellowship. Amen. God bless you. Let's grow to heaven how? You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Make sure you go and greet our guests today. We're glad they're with us. Amen. God bless you. That's really